This is St. Louis Public Radio. Residents in Franklin County are fighting to protect a cave of endangered gray bats from planned gravel mining projects. In August, they sent a notice of intent to sue the company Merrimack Aggregates, along with state and Franklin County officials, for allowing the project to move forward. The residents recently withdrew their intent to sue, but they still demand a stop to the mines. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, it's hard to prove if gravel mining can harm bats.
Nick Norman doesn't just love animals. On a trip to his family's 200-acre property in St. Clair, it became clear that Norman's mission in life is to save them.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie is a 170-pound African spurred tortoise. When Norman found him, he was a malnourished company mascot. Now Charlie spends his days marching slowly around Norman's yard, feasting on watermelons.
Hi, I know you're hungry.
One day, Norman would like to open a shelter for exotic animals. But right now, there's another animal that lives in Norman's backyard that concerns him more, the federally endangered gray bat. Norman recently found a colony of them in a cave near his house. He's worried that the bats will be affected by planned gravel mines located less than a mile away. Norman says bats weren't common in the area until recently, when he started seeing them flying along the Merrimack River near his house.
I studied gray bats a little bit in college, but I just knew that there were bats here and they could potentially be endangered.
Norman thought they might be living in one of the caves near his house, so he enlisted the help of the state bat biologist. In July, they collected bats that were flying out of the cave.
We put up the net at like 8:30. We caught our first gray bat at like 8:35. And within 15 minutes, we had to take down the nets because they became so overweighted with bats.
All of the ones they caught were gray bats. Norman showed me the cave himself. We went around sunset just as the bats were waking up and leaving the cave for feeding time.
So these are endangered species that are coming out right now.
Mining company Merrimack Aggregates began developing its first gravel mine project in St. Clair over the summer. Granted, Norman and his neighbors don't want these mines for other reasons, like noise disturbance, increased truck traffic. But Norman's also concerned the mines will interfere with the gray bats' feeding grounds. He thinks they're foraging for insects on land close to the cave, and that the mines could force them to move out farther to find food.
When you have to go several miles away to get energy, that's less energy for making babies.
Norman tried to inform state and county officials about the gray bats with little success. He reached out to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who said there were no known endangered species in the area. The agency has since acknowledged the existence of gray bats. He hoped that filing an intent to sue would prod federal wildlife officials to study the gray bats on his property. Instead, agency officials stopped talking to him. Other scientists he contacted didn't want to get involved. One of Norman's lawyers, Bob Manise at the Great Rivers Law Center, says they were just trying to ask one question.
All we want to know is, are there going to be negative impacts to this cave of gray bats?
But it's not an easy question to answer. Bonna Kuzinska, a wildlife biologist who works for consulting firm SCI Engineering, says bats are challenging to study.
With bats, sometimes it feels like you're blindfolded and maybe even are wearing earplugs, because it's so difficult to see what they're doing, where they're going.
Bats can cover as much as 20 miles in one night to forage. So she says it's hard to say whether developing one portion of that area could be harmful to the bats. In Kuzinska's experience, developers usually go forward with projects, even if an endangered species is found. Sometimes the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will ask the developer to come up with a conservation plan. In this case, the agency only asked Merrimack Aggregates to avoid cutting down trees. That's because federal officials think that another endangered species in Franklin County, the Indiana bat, could be roosting in them. Norman's neighbor, Kim Lynch, thinks the mining needs to be stopped.
The bats can't stand up for themselves, so it's kind of up to us. We are stewards of the land. That's our job.
But with little information about the bats, it could be tough for the residents to succeed. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.